Hola.
Hernando, this is Forrest.
Yes, sir.
How are you?
Thank you.
Good. Hey, my assistant, Sid, had created this time for us to talk. Have I caught you at a bad time?
No. I have nothing to do. Don't worry.
Okay, perfect. So I'm calling in reference to Greystone West Circle. And you had expressed an interest a while ago in wanting to sell, and Sid had gotten back with you and said you'd like to have an appointment and sit down and talk about things. So can you tell me what happened? It looks like your house got, the sale got canceled or something. The buyer fell out.
Yeah, we're standing, somebody making an offer, but the situation for her was when she checked the rules, because the house is a condominium. No, it's not condo. It's gonna be in the condo. I don't know if you follow me. Okay. One of the problems she had was her husband had the motorcycle. And one of the rules is not upset motorcycles and don't upset pickup trucks. And she said she can't buy the house because her husband don't want to be up the motorcycle.
Uh-huh.
And we're supposed to do in the now in September 15th, and we took out from MSLA to sell the house, and now it's not in the market because I took from outside to sell the house because of this situation, and I was supposed to move to New York and late June. Was a lot of happened things to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to send the house, but I think for right now, I don't know, there's no good time to put the house to sell. And this week, people came and changed all the windows, and, you know, the house is in very, very, very good shape. Somebody sold one house around my house in 455. And this person, to now, they put more. $50,000 in the bathroom, your kitchen, your floor, your everything. And when I asked the money, some people asked, they say maybe the house is not the value of the house. I sold the house for $480, but I gave a credit for $75. In another word, I sold the house for $460. But the business negotiation was good because the rules of the condominium has a couple of rules, and she don't want that. She don't want that because we have to finish course, and they are not working, and she has quite a day, and, you know, some people just continue.
Yeah.
Now she... You have interest in the house? You have somebody? Sure, come to see the house, call me, and I open the house for you. But I don't want to sign any contract.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that last sentence?
Yeah. No, I say if you have somebody, you can call me, and I open the house, and you can see the house. But I don't want to put the house in any real estate.
You don't want to put it back on the market, is that what you're saying?
No, I can put them back, but they like sell by the owner. You understand? No, I say if you have somebody and you want to show the house, I can open the house for you.
Okay. Are you in? So you were doing a for sale by owner?
I will try later. Right now, no.
No, I mean, but with the previous times you had a realtor involved.
Yeah, I had the real estate involved. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And I saw somebody who is living across of my house. She said to me, I bought this house for the owner. The only thing is my real estate was looking something for me. They found this one, and I bought it. And they are selling by the owner, not involved any real estate. And I think they can be the way I am doing. Well, right now, no. A couple of weeks, I am pulling the market. Now, I say, if you have somebody who wants to see the house, I can open the house for you.
Okay. Yeah, I'd be more interested in, I think you would get more money if you listed it with a realtor. I mean, I heard you say the for sale by owner or the people in the neighborhood, but I mean, I do think that, you know, obviously it's not 100% because your deal fell through before, but, you know, if you do want to sell your house, I think that selling with a realtor such as myself would be the best decision that you could make. Especially, yeah. I think you said you're out of town now. You're in New York.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, right now I am in Richmond, but I am going to New York Saturday. And
oh, okay.
Maybe I will be in New York 2 or 3 weeks. I have no idea how long time, but I am living this Saturday. But then my wife is still here.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I don't think a cash offer would make sense for you from an investor, from me or anybody, because it sounds like, I mean, I looked at the pictures. The house looks beautiful. You're
it
right.
Is. I have the floors.
It looks beautiful.
And last month, I put $20,000 in the house. $20,000.
Wow.
All the I renovated the bathrooms, all the house has the wood floor. Square feet, the wood floor is around 799. No, it's not cheap. All the appliances, cafe, GE cafe, at the top of the line, the GE. I renovate the bathrooms, floors, kitchen, everything.
Yeah, you definitely sound like somebody who would appreciate, you know, somebody like me that understands how much money you put into the house, you know, to get it renovated and get it ready. So
exactly. You don't have to do anything in the house. Now
right.
We have brand new windows. The windows cost me $18,000. The windows.
Yeah.
I change all the windows.
Mm-hmm.
Special windows. Before they had wood windows. Now I have PVC.
Yeah, I mean, you just have to be ready to sell because, you know, when I list properties, they sell quick. So, you know, it's not going to be this 65 days on the market kind of thing that, you know, this other person did. So you just have to let me know if you're ready to just get it over with or not. And we go from there. But, you know, if you're going to be in New York, the worst thing can happen is you have a property that, you know, you're going to worry about through the winter. So it's better to get it done now.
Yes, sir.
Well, I mean, it's the ball's in your court. You got to let me know, you know, what you want to do. If you want me to, you know, continue this conversation about listing it, I'd love to. But if not, I get it.
Okay. Thank you very much for your call. Take care.
All right. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
You too, bye.